From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you listening in today as the Reverend John Gray, minister of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
In John chapter 5, verse 39, we read these words: Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. The one thing that everyone desires today is to live forever. No matter who the person may be, everyone without exception would give all that they possess to receive the gift of eternal life. Indeed, down through the history of this world, man has tried by every human means possible to find out the secret of eternal youth. And yet, no matter what man does, he always has to come back to this conclusion: that the human body will grow old and die. This, of course, is what the Bible teaches. Because of sin, our lives upon this earth eventually come to an end. No matter how healthy we are, no matter how fit and energetic we may be, no matter how well we may look after our bodies, old age will come and into our graves we will go. And yet, when we turn to the Word of God, the Bible teaches us clearly that it is possible for sinful, corrupt man to gain and receive eternal life. In John chapter 5, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to the Jewish people. And as Christ speaks to them, he reveals to them the only source of eternal life. In our text, the Saviour says, Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. As we come to consider this text of Scripture today, and as we come to look at this wonderful subject of eternal life, I want you to observe a number of things from our text. First of all, I want you to consider a sensational prospect. Two words in this text describe a sensational prospect, and they are the words eternal life. Surely there can be nothing more sensational and exciting than to know that you're going to live forever in heaven. And yet that is the great prospect of every child of God. The Apostle Paul said, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. It is always exciting when you're going somewhere for the first time, but what excitement there is in the heart of every saved, redeemed soul when they think of spending eternity in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The promise of Christ to his redeemed children is this: My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. It is impossible for any preacher to fully describe the wonder and glory of heaven. Indeed, the only vision and revelation that man has of this glorious place is what the Bible reveals unto us. What does the Bible teach about heaven? First of all, the Bible teaches that heaven is a place where there is no sin. In Revelation 21 verse 27 it says, And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. Also, the Bible teaches that heaven is a place where there is no sorrow. In Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4, we read these words, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Also, the Bible teaches that heaven is a place where the Saviour dwells. In John 14, verses 2 and 3, the Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." What a sensational prospect to have, to know and to have the assurance of everlasting life. I wonder, do you have this prospect today? Do you possess within you this assurance that when you die, that you're going to heaven? The hymn writer penned it well when he wrote those words, "We're going home to glory soon, to see the city bright, to walk the golden streets of heaven and bask in God's own light. The pearly gates are open wide, that we may enter in, to know henceforth no tear nor sigh, no sorrow and no sin." But I want you to notice something else in our text. Not only do we have here a sensational prospect, but we have here a serious problem. Our text says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life." Many today think that they have eternal life, but in reality, they do not possess God's salvation. And my friend, if you do not possess God's salvation, then you do not have eternal life. There are many in our province and across this island, and they're not saved, and they have never experienced the new birth. But they still think that they have eternal life. They think that because they go to church and be good, that that in itself will inherit them a place in the kingdom of God. They think that because they have been brought up in church and have gone through all the rituals of the church, that that in itself will grant them access into heaven. And because of their religion and background, they think that they're going to receive life eternal. But they are not. Because the Bible says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." When the Lord Jesus Christ spoke the words of our text in John chapter 5, he was speaking to religious Jews who thought that because they were keeping the law and upholding the teachings of Moses, that their eternal home would be in God's heaven. But the Lord Jesus quickly reminded them that they were depending upon a false hope. You see, although these Jews knew the Bible as far as quoting the Scriptures were concerned, and although they knew the law and all the commandments, they had left out one vital ingredient. In all their studying of the Word of God, they had failed to see Christ. And although the Son of God was standing in their very midst, they failed to recognize him, and they refused to acknowledge him as the Savior of the world. And because they had rejected Christ, they would never receive eternal life. Men and women, don't go through life simply hoping in a false hope, thinking that someday your good works will bring you into heaven. Be sure that you possess everlasting life. And come to the Lord Jesus Christ today, because Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Indeed, it was Peter who said in Acts 4, verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Salvation is not found in a church. Salvation is found in Christ. Salvation is not found in religion. Salvation is found in the person and work of the Son of God. Notice, thirdly, in our text, not only a sensational prospect, not only a serious problem, but notice a simple plan. The Lord Jesus Christ says here in John 5, verse 39, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." If you want to know how you can have eternal life, search the Scriptures. If you want to have the assurance of being in heaven when you die, the Bible has the answer. Jesus said, "Search the Scriptures." What does this mean? It means that the Scriptures reveal Christ to sinners as the only source of salvation. In other words, you can't have eternal life outside of Jesus Christ. What the Lord Jesus was saying here to the Jews was this: if you study the Scriptures, you will find out that from Genesis to Malachi, that the Scriptures reveal that I am the Messiah. Jesus said to them in John 6, verse 46, "For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for Moses wrote of me." Christ was teaching the Jews that if they wanted to have eternal life, then they would have to accept him as the Messiah. They would have to accept what the Scripture said about him. But of course, they would not believe on Christ. They were not willing to do that. I wonder, my friend, are you willing to do that today? Are you willing to accept what the Bible says about the Lord Jesus? The Bible reveals unto us that Christ is the Son of God, that he died for sinners, and that he is the only Savior. We read in John 5 and verse 24, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." May you today receive Christ as your Savior. For the Bible says, "For as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to all those that believe on his name."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. You may also hear Reverend Gray preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church, Enniskillen, at Chanter Hill on the Temple Road. For further information, you may phone us at 028-6632-4164. That's 028-6632-4164. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.